reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life. Alhamdulillah. As you know, in this beautiful silsila, we do discuss those aspects, those various different matters in which you and I can reflect, can ponder, can contemplate on how we can improve ourselves as better believers, Muslimin, and as a better human being. And today on Reflections for a Better Life, we do have a very brilliant topic of discussion, and that's regarding something very, very important, that if you do this, then it will save you from a lot of problems. It will save you from a lot of unnecessary issues in life. And that is regarding think good of others. Yes, this is exactly what we are going to be discussing today. Think good of others. Yes, I know that perhaps it may seem as if, you know, it's something insignificant. It may seem as if it's something small. But trust me, it is not small at all. It's rather a very big thing, and it has a very major impact in one's life. So yes, we are going to be diving deep into this topic of discussion, thinking good of others. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We all want to be close to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, don't we? Yes, of course we want to. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, thinking good of others. How often do we do this? How often do we really think good of others? How often do we have a good opinion about others? Most often at times, right, people have this thing where they tend to think bad of others. They tend to have a bad opinion of others. Probably they may have seen something, right, that's apparently bad, but in reality, it could not be so bad, right? And, you know, they say, don't judge the book by its cover. And today, people we have that go around just end up, you know, thinking bad about this person so freely, as if it's a job, as if it's a sideline job to think bad of others. So today I'm waking up and I am going to think bad of person A, B, C, D, E, F, and carry on the whole day in that way. This is actually bad if you really have to think about it. In so many ways, devotees of Mother Nature, it's bad in so many ways, right? Imagine you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself that today I'm going to school, I'm going to campus, I'm going to work, and I'm going to think bad about this person. I'm going to have a bad opinion about that person. You are starting off your day with a negative vibe, with full of negative energy. I mean, who wants to start the day off in that way? No one. No one really likes to start the day off filled with negativity, this dark energy. No one likes that. Everyone likes to start their day with positivity, with good, clean bright energy, because that's our fuel for us to get along through the day, through the ups and downs of the day. That's our fuel. Whereas bad thinking, that is negativity. And that actually stops a person from progressing far in life. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, always remember, whenever you wake up in the morning, train your mind that I am not going to have a bad opinion about anyone. I am going to think good about others. Yes, about my friend, next fellow Muslim, I am going to think good about him. I'm trying to call him, but he's not answering my call. I tried again to call him. He's not answering my call. And I'm trying. He's not answering my call. Should we think bad or should we think good? This is a typical scenario, a typical example where most people, they would blow the roof off. Oh, he didn't answer my call. He doesn't like answering my call. Every time he's ignoring me and blah, blah, blah. People usually have this kind of a reaction, of a response where they're trying to get a hold of the person, but the person for some reason could not answer the phone. And you lost it. You blew the roof off. You got angry, not even knowing the reason behind why the person couldn't answer the call. So this is a typical example. What we should do is, the next time the person doesn't answer the call, what if you had a good opinion? We had a good opinion and thought that, you know what, maybe he's in a meeting. Maybe he is answering the call of nature. Maybe he's not feeling well. Maybe he just wants to be alone. Maybe he is busy with work. There are so many reasons that could be given for him not answering the phone. Yet we chose, oh no, he doesn't like me, and he's like this and he's like that, and he just didn't want to answer the call. So conveniently, we just made these assumptions up in our head to justify that, okay, this is definitely what that person had done. This is exactly what his excuse is. Exactly this. You have two options. One is positive, one is negative. Why go towards the negative and make up all of these stories? It's not going to help you, and it's not even going to help him. It's going to help nobody. It's only going to ruin you, ruin your mood, ruin your day, and everyone who's associated with you. You're going to just have a rough day. You're going to have a bad day because you chose the negative side of it. Instead, you could have chosen the positive side, maintained your own mental health. You could have done that. You could have secured you could have prioritized your own mental health, yourself, your well-being. You could have prioritized that. But no, we chose that I want to go on the negative side, and I don't want to prioritize myself. I don't want to worry about my mental well-being. No, I want to go out there and make life miserable for others by thinking bad. So this is something, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that is not appreciated in our beautiful religion of Islam. This is not what our deen teaches us. It doesn't teach us to have ill suspicions about others. Yes, it does not teach us to think bad of others. It does not teach us to have a bad opinion about others. It teaches us husnul dhan. Yes, it teaches us that we should think good of others no matter what. Think good. And not answering the phone, that's one example. Otherwise, there are so many examples that can be given. I mean, I'm sure that you must have gone through it as well in life. You must have gone through these episodes, through these scenarios, when either you tried calling and the person didn't answer, or someone tried calling you and you didn't answer it. And at the end, they started speaking bad about you, that you like this, you like that. Or you started speaking bad about them, that they like this, they like that. So it's something that is very, very bad. It causes ruin, not only to yourself, it causes ruin to everyone else as well. And through that, you get unnecessary issues, unnecessary problems coming about in life. So it's something for you and I to reflect upon. Reflect upon it in order to have a better life. You know, having a good opinion of others is among the highest of human virtues. The highest of human virtues. And to demonstrate to you, just to show you of the benefits of thinking good. Because it's not just you going out there and thinking good of others. No, it's not just that. It's way deeper, the views of Madani Channel. I want to explain it to you through this beautiful story, right? Once upon a time, a group of thieves, they set out and they wanted to loot, right? They stayed at an inn and they pretended to be travelers in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the innkeeper, he was a pious man. He had taqwa. And with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he do? He treated them well. With the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next morning, the thieves left. And after stealing during the day, they return in the evening to the same inn. And to their amazement, the innkeeper's son, whom they had seen crippled the night before, guess what? He was now walking freely. They were shocked. They asked the innkeeper, "Is this not the same crippled boy we saw yesterday?" And he replied that yes, he is the same one. And he said this with adab, with respect, because in his mind, they are travelers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they asked, "How did he recover? How did he get well?" And he told them that this is all due to your blessings, the travelers on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told them, "Whatever food was left over from what you had eaten, we fed to our crippled son with the intention of shifa, with the intention of healing. And we massaged his body with what? With your leftover water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him through the blessings of your leftover food and water." Allahu Akbar. When the thieves heard this, they started to cry, dearies of Madinah Channel. They cried and cried and they said that this is only a result of your good opinion of us. In reality, we are sinners. We aren't travelers in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are thieves. This favor from Allah has touched our hearts. And they told him that we take you as our witness that we make tawbah. We repent. From that moment on, they repented and adopted the path of piety, remaining steadfast upon the repentance until their final breath. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you see it, dear of Madinah Channel? From this beautiful story, this beautiful parable, we learn that having a good opinion about other fellow Muslims, it brings so much of blessings, tremendous blessings. Husnul Dhan, as I mentioned earlier, what does it mean? It means to think well of others. For example, believing that a certain person is righteous, believing that my murshid, my spiritual guide, he is a wali, subhanallah, believing that my nigran, my leader, he performs so and so good deeds. This is husnul dhan. This is good thinking. This is having a good opinion about others. Now the innkeeper, he had a positive assumption of the bandits. He served them sincerely. He fed their leftover food to his disabled child. And through the blessings of his good opinion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured the child. It was also due to the same blessings that the thieves, they repented and they became righteous. If we are also granted the ability to think positively about every righteous Muslim and have good thoughts about our religious teachers, our imams, our spiritual guides. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. This is how we need to make our mindset devotees of Madaneen Channel. You know, since we do not know who among us is a wali, is a saint, we should value the leftovers of our Muslim brothers. Unfortunately, in society today, just as, you know, many un-Islamic customs have spread, the washing of leftover foods and drink has also become common, even fashionable. Regrettably, food is being disrespected everywhere. At family get-togethers, at weddings, at social events, at religious gatherings, people often waste food that is perfectly fine to eat. Leftover curry, pieces of bread and rice, they are usually thrown in the bin. This is israf. This is wastefulness, which is sinful. So, we need to repent for anything. Repent for anything that we have wasted till now. And also, make a firm intention never ever to waste a single grain of food again. You know, similarly, throwing away the clean leftover water or drink of a Muslim, even though it is usable, should be avoided. It's narrated actually that su'rul mu'min shifa'un, the leftover of a believer is a means of cure, a means of shifa. Eating or drinking your Muslim brother's leftovers not only brings the hope of physical healing, but also promotes brotherhood, unity, increases mutual love. It protects a person from arrogance. It nurtures humility along with forgiveness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a sign of humility is that a person drinks the leftover water of his Muslim brother. Whoever drinks his brother's leftover drink is raised by 70 ranks. 70 of his sins are erased and 70 good deeds are written for him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you see, drinking the leftover water of a Muslim brother is a sign of humility. Drinking the leftover water of a Muslim brother is a means of for the elevation of 70 ranks, 70 sins to be erased, and 70 virtues to be recorded. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is a beautiful lesson that we gain from that parable. Apart from good thinking and having a good opinion, one beautiful lesson that we gain from it is to drink the leftover water and food of our fellow Muslim. Likewise, Sayyidina Khuld bin Ayyub rahimahullah, another beautiful story. And all of these stories, and they're not just for us to listen and get fascinated by it. It's there to better us. It's there so that you and I, we can take a lesson from it. Like this story. It's mentioned that a person from Bani Israel worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a mountain peak for 60 years. And one night, he had a dream in which someone said that such and such cobbler is a greater worshipper than you and his rank is higher than yours. Worshipper who was worshipping on a mountain peak for 60 years, in his dream, he is getting this news that a cobbler is greater than him, has a higher rank than him. So when the worshipper now, when he woke up, he realized, he reflected on the dream and he said to himself, never mind, it's only a dream. What weight does it carry? So he left, he paid no attention to it. After some time, he had a similar dream and heard the same words, that such and such cobbler is superior to you. But what did he do? He ignored the dream this time as well. When the same was said to him in the dream for the third time, informing him of the cobbler's excellence, he came down from the mountain and he went now to find the cobbler. When the cobbler saw him approaching, he stopped his work, right? He stood up in respect. He kissed that worshipper's hand out of adab. Then he asked, "What caused you to leave your place of worship?" The worshipper replied that, "I have come here because of you. I was told that your rank in the court of Allah Ta'ala is greater than mine. So I wish to visit you. Tell me, what deed has gotten you such a high status in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala?" The cobbler, he remained silent for a moment, hesitant to reveal his deed. Then he said, "I have no special deed, but I spend my days earning halal sustenance, abstaining from haram wealth, and whatever sustenance Allah Ta'ala grants me throughout the day, I give half of it as charity in His path, and I spend the remaining half on my family. My second deed is that I fast frequently. Other than this, I possess nothing exceptional that could be considered a virtue." Now, hearing this, the worshipper, he left the pious cobbler and resumed his worship. After some time, he was told in a dream that, "Go and ask the cobbler what fear has made his face pale." So the worshipper, he comes back to the cobbler and asks that, "Why is your face pale? What fear do you have in your heart?" The cobbler said that, "Whenever I see a person, I assume they are better than me, that they are destined for paradise, while I am deserving of hell. I consider myself the most insignificant and sinful of people, and the fire of hell consumes me constantly. This is the reason why my face has turned pale." The worshipper then returned to his place of worship. And Sayyidina Khuld bin Ayyub rahimahullah, he says that the cobbler, he was given superiority over the worshipper because he regarded himself insignificant compared to others and thought that everyone besides himself to be destined for paradise. Allahu Akbar. So the views of Madani channel. The cobbler, he attained a higher rank and was considered a great worshipper than the man who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years on a mountain. What were the distinguishing qualities of the righteous and pious cobbler? He earned lawful sustenance all day, abstained from the unlawful, gave half of his earnings in charity, half of it spent on his family, he fasted frequently. Yet, the special deed which elevated him above that worshipper who worshipped for 60 years on a mountain was his good opinion of others. He considered everyone better than himself, thought of every believer as a dweller of paradise, and lived in such humility that his face turned pale. Remember that husnul dhann is a noble form of worship. You know, the heart that beats within our chest will either increase our good deeds or contribute to our sins. On the day of Qiyamah, our hands, our feet, eyes, and ears are questioned. This heart will also testify. If we maintain husnul dhann towards Muslims, this will be a cause for reward. However, if you foster baseless suspicions and ill thoughts, bad thoughts about others, then a person will be held accountable for this as well. In the Holy Quran, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. That indeed, the ear and the eye and the heart, all of these will be questioned. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah, he says that the heart, which possesses the feeling of goodwill for the entire body, becomes immediately distressed if one limb is in pain. And he says, yet our condition is such that our heart has become diseased through committing sins. So how can such a heart care for us or wish us well? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will become of us. Because in the Holy Quran it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu jtanibu kathiran min al-dhan, inna ba'da al-dhanni ithmun. That all you who believe, refrain from excessive speculation, for some speculation is sinful. Now, explaining why certain types of suspicion have been declared sinful in this ayah, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, he says that sometimes a person's action may appear bad outwardly, but in reality it is not so. It is possible that the person did it out of forgetfulness, or perhaps, you know, the one observing is himself mistaken. So this goes to show, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we shouldn't be judging. And what do we understand by this term, husnul dhann? Remember that any thought that arises from a visible sign is called conjecture, also known as dhann. For example, seeing smoke rising from a distance and assuming there is a fire, that is a dhann. Now, it can be good or bad. A good thought about someone is called husnul dhann, and a bad assumption is called an evil thought, evil thinking, ill thinking about others. And there are so many ahadith narrations mentioning husnul dhann. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, inna husnul dhanni min al-iman. Indeed, husnul dhann is a part of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Kaaba saying that how pure are you and how fragrant is your air. How great are you and how great is your sanctity. By the one in whose power is the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sanctity of a believer's life, wealth, and good opinion about him is greater in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than your sanctity. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this addressing the Kaaba, the views of Madani Channel. And in another narration is mentioned, husnul dhanni min husnil ibadah. That husnul dhann is a part of good worship. Now this last part of the hadith, this last narration, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he says that maintaining a good opinion about Muslims and avoiding evil suspicions about them is among the excellent acts of worship. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And yes, of course, there are benefits of husnul dhann. Like, we see due to a person having good thinking, a person earns reward by avoiding evil suspicions. And it preserves the honor of a Muslim brother. The one who has husnul dhann regarding his Islamic brother, he has peace of heart. Right? While the one afflicted with the bad habit of evil suspicion, he always has this, you know, inner restlessness. He's never at peace. And above all, husnul dhann, it earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these were some of the benefits. And the harms of evil suspicion, which many people are prone to, they go towards it so conveniently. And there are harms of it, like expressing suspicion directly to someone can hurt their feelings. And hurting a Muslim's feeling without a valid Islamic reason is haram, is forbidden. Expressing it in their absence becomes backbiting, which is forbidden. Bad suspicion leads to spying. Yes, that's because the heart does not rest with suspicion, but seeks verification, which leads a person to spy into the faults of others, which is also forbidden. It causes spiritual diseases like malice, envy, hatred, and enmity. People tend to avoid those who constantly harbor bad suspicion. And such individuals, they become disgraced, humiliated in the eyes of others. So yes, devotees of Madani Channel, remember that husnul dhann is very, very beneficial for you and I to have. We have to adopt this. Otherwise, imagine what will happen if someone does not have husnul dhann. What will happen then? Allahu Akbar. There would be so much of problems, so much of issues, where there was no issue, an issue will arise just because of thinking bad. As we've heard, jealousy comes in, malice, hatred, holding grudges, envy. People don't know facts, but they're so quick to make assumptions facts. They're so quick to make ill thoughts about others as facts. How does this work? We really, really need to see in which direction we are heading in. Especially now with social media, it's even more worse. You know, sometimes you may see, oh, your friend or your brother or someone, they put up on their status, they're having some program, or they're having, you know, some function, and you wonder and you think to yourself, why wasn't I there? Why didn't he invite me? Why wasn't I called for it? And then what happens? You start hating the person. You don't want to speak to the person anymore. You start acting all funny, as if you're the victim. But you don't know the reality. Have you taken the time out to pick up the phone and say, you know what, I've come across this, you know, what's happening? Have you did that? Or you were too afraid to ask and you felt stronger in just assuming? That's not strength. That's weakness, the views of Madani Channel. Real strength is you pick up the phone and you find out. You ask, like, what's happening? There's no need to get upset if you weren't invited or anything. Perhaps he was limited or something of that matter. We need to think good of our fellow Muslim brothers. We need to think good of them, have good opinions. And like that, you would have evaded a problem from arising. Compared on the other hand, there would have been so many issues. But if you had a good thought, if you had husnul dhann, good thinking, good opinion, then there would have been peace. There wouldn't have been any issues. Harmony will still be there because you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have taqwa. All these petty issues, oh, I didn't get invited, oh, why he didn't call me, oh, this, oh, that, and whatnot. It wouldn't really disturb you. It wouldn't really worry you. Because what matters most to you is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps we need to think, we always need to think the best for everyone. That's it, bottom line. We always need to think good about everyone else. And when you do that, then you would see how family becomes more united. Why is it such that so many families out there have issues, have problems? Sometimes cousins don't talk with each other. Sometimes brothers don't talk with each other. And then they end up telling their children not to talk with each other. Why? How does it get to that part at all? Mainly, there are many factors, but one of the contributing factors, not having husnul dhann. Always being toxic, always thinking bad. How do you sleep? Every time you want to have a discussion, you always talk about the same thing over and over and over again because you haven't freed yourself from it. You haven't let go because of you having this bad opinion all the time that, oh, my brother is like this, my sister is like that, my friend is like this. And, you know, you just carried on playing the blame game. But you're perfect. You did nothing wrong. This is society, dear of Madinah. This is what happens to families due to having ill thoughts, due to having bad suspicions. And the Quran prohibits us from having bad suspicions about others. If we continue in this way, what will happen to us? I mean, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam joined ties. Yes. We are not here to cut ties. We as believers, as Muslims, we are here to join ties, devs of Madinah Jannah. And to join ties, how do you do that? First of all, you have to remove this bad thinking of others from our mind. Take it one side and leave it, bury it somewhere. Throw it deep in the ocean, metaphorically. But do something about it. Otherwise, it's going to ruin your life. It's going to ruin the life of your children. It's going to make you very, very restless. We all want a peaceful life. We all want a life of tranquility. We want positivity. No one likes waking up on the wrong side of the bed. No one likes it. Everyone wants to wake up with that smile. But understand, not every day is like that. But guess what? It can be. Who can do it? You can do it. Not anybody else. It boils down to you. You don't need to let the negative energy of others feed off on you. You don't need that. All you simply have to do is think good and let go. Simple as that. And then you'd see how you'd enjoy life. Then you'd see how fruitful life becomes. Every moment you'll enjoy it. Whether someone says something bad to you or not, it wouldn't affect you. Why? Because you know it's not true. What is not true won't affect you. What is true will affect you. Someone has an ill thought about you and you heard of it from a third person. Well, are you going to cry over it? Are you going to be disheartened over it? No, you won't. Because that person is blabbering their mouth one way. You heard it from a third person. You know for yourself, you're not that kind of a person. You know for yourself that's not true. Why would you get hurt? Why would you feel bad? Why would you get all shattered and heartbroken? You wouldn't. Because you know it's not true. And this comes down to having a strong mind, a strong willpower, that determination. You've got to be strong-willed. And husnul dhan, good thinking, having good opinion about others, it helps with that. Well, as of now, devs of Madinah channel, as you know, we do have a very beautiful, heart-touching kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us also go and enjoy the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to a very beautiful kalam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
میں نو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں میری عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں مینو یار منانے دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں عقل بھی نہیں میری شکل بھی نہیں مینو یار مناون دا ڈھنگ بھی نہیں میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں میرا عشق بھی رومی ورگا نہیں میری جامی ورگی ٹور نہیں پر مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا میرا عشق یہ کہندا ہے حوصلہ رکھ آقا دا بلاوا آوے گا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا پر کی کریے بے صبری دا میرے دل وچوں جاندا چور نہیں تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے نام دے تذکرے عرشاں تے تیرے حسن دے چرچے فرشاں تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے کوئی تھا نہیں ایسی جس تھا تے تیرے عشق دا آقا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں تیرے ذکر دے چرچے فرشاں تے تیرے عشق دے چرچے عرشاں تے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے کوئی ایسی جا نہیں جس جاتے میرے آقا تیرا شور نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا بالے لکھ دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور بھی نہیں مینو شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی اے ساڈا تے کوئی زور
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله, beautiful heart-touching kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, recited very beautifully by our beloved Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari حفظه الله تعالى. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for the beloved Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم and take us over time and time again to the blessed cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinat al-Munawwara. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing think good of others. And thus far we have mentioned various different aspects in relation to this topic. And you know, if you really think about it, Divis of Madinishan, it actually boils down to a person being positive. When a person is positive, then only they can think positively about others. Then only they can think good about others. If a person is negative, they will mirror that into another person's life and they will assume it to be so. So positivity is, you know, what takes a person very, very far in life. Positivity is something that gives you that boost, you know, to do more. So we need to be people who are positive, who think positively about others, who think good about others. I'll give you a story, right? There were two individuals from Bani Israel, one of whom was a pious person, the other was a sinner. So the people, they would refer to the worshipper as the worshipper of Bani Israel. And to the sinner, they'd call him the shameless one of Bani Israel. So once the sinner, he passed by the worshipper and he saw that the clouds, they were shading him. And witnessing this, the sinner thought to himself that, I am so sinful. I am extremely sinful. And look at him. He is such a pious person, such a worshipper. Perhaps, you know, if I be in his company, if I sit with him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on me. So he then intended and he proceeded to sit with that worshipper. On the other hand, the worshipper, the pious person, who perhaps did not have knowledge of shaitan's traps and spiritual diseases, he began to have negative thoughts and he said to himself that, what a great worshipper I am and what a lowly sinner he is. How can he even have the guts to sit by me? How dare he sit by me? He then forced the sinner to move from his side, forcefully to move from here. At that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to the Prophet alayhi salam of that era that tell both of them to start their deeds afresh, because I have forgiven the sinner. And due to what? Due to his positive thinking, and nullify the good deeds of the worshipper. And it's mentioned in another narration that the cloud which was shading the worshipper, it moved at once above the head of the sinner. Allahu Akbar. So yes, Divis of Madinah Channel, from this we gain a lot of lessons, right? And it teaches us two main things. Number one is that we should not be looking down on others. Looking down on others, thinking low of others, is arrogance. And arrogance is an extremely harmful spiritual disease. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, حَسْبُ مْرِئِمْ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَن يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمَةِ, that it is enough of an evil for a man to despise his Muslim brother. Allahu Akbar. So lesson number one is to not look down on others. And number two from this we learn is that we should be thinking positively. There are two personalities in front of us in this narration. One is the sinful who spent his life in sin to the extent that he became known as what? As the shameless one of Bani Israel. The second is the worshipper who spent his entire life in worship and earning, you know, good deeds until the Bani Israel referred to him as the worshipper of Bani Israel. These two different personalities, and both of them did just one thing which led to their lives changing completely. What was that? It was a thought, simply a thought. A worshipper, he had a negative thought and had ill feelings, bad opinions in his heart towards a believer. And the misfortune of this, it caused all of his good deeds to be wasted. On the other hand, the sinner, he adopted positive thinking, considering himself a sinner and the other individual as a worshipper. He went to the worshipper with this positive mindset, leading to his sins being erased and his tainted path becoming beautiful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see that it's very, very beneficial to be positive. We always hear that a positive outlook brightens our future and brings success to a person. Just reflect for a moment. A positive mindset is such an amazing thing that not only does it bring success for the future, but it beautifies a person's past as well. You know, one major reason for having unpleasant feelings about the past are the words "if only." We say "if only" a lot when it comes to our past. Like, if only I didn't do that, if only I didn't do this, if only this didn't happen, if only that didn't happen, if only I did not start this business but started that business instead, if only I did not study this but that instead, if only I worked there instead of here. This word "if only" makes our past and present and future unpleasant. So remove it from your life. It is a very dangerous phase. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, if some calamity befalls you, do not say, if I had done such and such thing, then such and such would have happened. Rather say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it and did whatever He willed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ, that indeed, if opens the ploy of shaitan. Now under this, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he writes very, very beautifully that this "if only" removes a person's trust from Allah Ta'ala and shifts it to himself or to the means. And then, you know, once there is no trust in Allah Ta'ala, shaitan traps a person. Remember that this "if only" is mentioned here in relation to what? To worldly actions. But having such a mindset in religious matters and showing regret about them is a good thing. For example, if I had spent my life doing good deeds, I would have been pious by now. But unfortunately, I spent my life in sin. This type of "if only," this type of regret, is an excellent form of worship. Now, it's common for people to constantly overthink their past with thoughts like, I was treated like this, I made a big mistake, I'm just misfortunate, etc., etc. This habit of ours, it makes our past unpleasant. Imagine if we adopted a positive mindset and instead of overthinking about our past, we began to learn from it. Our bitter past would become beautiful. Now reflect on this thought here, that we often consider the painful moments of our life a tragedy. But wise people, they refer to them as a teacher. Meaning, our past is our teacher. There is so much of wisdom in Allah Ta'ala granting us long-term memory. And due to our long-term memories, despite wanting to forget many things from our past, we are unable to do so, right? Do you know why this is the case? It's because our past, it connects us to our future. As we navigate the future by keeping the past in mind, we can either overthink our past, call it a tragedy, and harm our future through hopelessness. Or we can ponder our past, our teacher, and learn from it, leading to success in the future. If we adopt a positive approach and learn from our past, instead of overthinking and worrying about it, we will begin to see our past as beautiful rather than ugly, and improve our future through it. So be positive and be successful. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.